So I got a glimpse of how this might work recently when I had my first real experience of lucid dreaming. Now, I'd been experimenting a bit, checking out during the day to see whether I could really tell if I was asleep or awake. Important. Doing things like jumping in the air to see if I could fly. Checking my watch to see that the time was behaving consistently. Apparently, if you're dreaming, time doesn't behave consistently, and you can look at a watch and it does really weird things. It doesn't just sort of carry on as normal. So it's quite a good way to tell if you're dreaming or not. You may laugh. So first of all, you get into the habit of asking the question, am I dreaming? And then you do these checks. You do some checks, okay? But you have to really want to know. It's no good saying, oh, well, you know, I know I'm not dreaming. You have to really want to know, not just be going along with it. So anyway, in the dream, okay, this was beginner's luck, they say this happens. But anyway, in the dream, I was at home, and I took a young girl to the toilet. So then I noticed that the toilet seat was behaving like a television screen. And I realised that this wasn't usual. So I asked myself, aha, am I dreaming? And I checked my watch, which I couldn't read at all. Now, at this point, there was an incredible emotional shift. I remember thinking, oh, I'm dreaming. And being utterly amazed. Because it all felt so real, just like standing here talking to you. Yeah? Well, that doesn't feel very real. Anyway. Yeah, oh, my God. Yes. So I was filled with a sense of wonder and possibilities. I felt as though I could do anything. There were no limitations anywhere. I began to sort of test it out. I was a bit of a learner, and it took me a few goes to walk through the wall. But I did it. I walked into the street, and then it took me even longer to change my dress from red to green. I did that too. But throughout this process, there was this really heightened sense of sensory aliveness. I felt the road, the texture of the road under my feet and the air against my face. The colours of the sky were really vivid. And the trees were so clear and alive as I took flight. I was still very, very present in the dream. In fact, more so than usual, I'd say. But I had this amazing sense of possibilities and mystery from just knowing that it was a dream, yeah? In fact, when I'd finished flying, I decided, oh, right, what you're supposed to do, I'll sit down and meditate, okay? But in doing so, I actually withdrew from my senses, and I wasn't able to maintain the connection with the dream. Interesting. So I woke up. Now, I found this lucid dream experience very helpful. It's sort of given me a glimpse of what it could be like to realise the limitations of any particular state of consciousness. You know, maybe it could help, that's what it would be like a bit in waking consciousness. Oh, this isn't real in the way that I think it is. After all, in the Tibetan tradition, dreams are sometimes called example dreams, and waking reality are called actual dreams. Yeah. So in some ways, everything in my lucid dream is still the same as in an ordinary dream. It's still going round, or everything is still going round. I'm still involved in the context of the dream, even though I can change my dress from red to green with a bit of practice. But in fact, I have to stay engaged with the dream. I have to stay there engaged, or I wake up. But at the same time, it's also a completely different experience, yeah? To be dreaming and know that you're dreaming. There's not the same struggle. It's alive with freedom and mystery and possibilities. In a sense, I wasn't really suffering in the dream, you could say. It was just a perfectly normal, trundling along dream. I wasn't suffering before I realised I was dreaming. But in comparison to those vast possibilities that opened up after that, not knowing felt so much of a constricted way of being. I'll never forget that moment of realising, oh, I'm dreaming.